Coach's Insight programs here continue tonight on KARE 93.7. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're talking Atchison Phoenix Hoops now with the boys coach, Pat Battle, brought to you by Taco John's and Amberwell Health. Coach, since we last spoke, a couple games to recap here with you. Let's start with the game last Friday. We talked about it before that game at Lafayette last week, just talking about it being a different atmosphere, just the game style and play maybe a little different over in Missouri, and Lafayette was able to get the win 73-60. Were you right in that regard in terms of maybe the style and just kind of the expectations that you had going into that game?
As far as the style, absolutely. No question about it. It was a pretty physical game. They did a pretty good job of throwing their weight around, so to speak. But, you know, you got to tip the cap to Lafayette. They shot the ball really well, too. Hit some really tough guarded shots. Just their defensive ball pressure turned us over a little bit. So that's something that we've been working on since. I mean, we've been working on it all year, but kind of paid a closer emphasis to it the last couple of days. And they were able to turn us over. That's a good basketball team, and it's a different world over there. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, for them, it's game 17. For us, it's game 12 at the time. So that makes a difference.
Yeah, for sure. And you definitely referenced that, you know, talking about, you know, them playing, you know, more games to that point in the year. And that certainly has a little bit of edge there. But you guys have played, you know, some really good teams over the last few weeks, you know, going back to the midseason tournament at Tonganoxie, you know, getting these kind of opponents, you know, and being this battle tested, you know, as we push the home stretch of the season, how important is that for you and your team?
Oh, it's massive. I mean, it's part of what we sought to do in the off season when thinking about our schedule and how can we make our program better. And that's to go out and play people that are really good. And so, you know, we opened with Junction City at the beginning of the year. We've got Lafayette on the schedule. Of course, we get plenty with Highland Park twice. Eudora, you know, is on our schedule in the regular season and ran into them again at the Tonganoxie tournament. So we definitely want to be in that position to where we're battle tested and it gives us the opportunity to, you know, to play well in close games and handle the adversity that comes with playing good teams, because that's what you're going to see in Substate at some point. So yes, I'm not surprised with anything. I feel that we're making some progress. And that's what I think you need to do, with your program when you're looking to build it.
Yeah, and you guys bounced back in a big way, got back into league play on a Tuesday night against KC Schlegel, and you guys get that win 59-42. How nice was it to see your team bounce back after the game against Lafayette?
Well, it's nice to see them bounce back after losing three in a row. We haven't done that for a long time around here. So I was really pleased with I was pleased with our composure. Going to Schlegel is a different challenge always. And I thought our kids handled the adversity that came with that. I thought they did a pretty good job of sharing the basketball. They had to, Schlegel ran a matchup zone defense, and so they had to execute a few things. And I thought we found the open guy. We got the ball inside. Eric Smith scored 21 in that game, and then we got Yogi Purdy scoring inside. So I thought that was a big key for us. And I thought we did some good things defensively as well.
You guys,
it's a nice bounce back. We've got a real opportunity here to really make some ground, and that Sumner on Friday will be kind of more of the same. We have to go to Sumner again as well.
Yeah, you mentioned Sumner Academy on Friday. You saw them early in the year, right before the holiday break, so it's your second crack at them. You won that game by 26 back on the 20th of December. What do you see from them this time around? Are they much different? What's kind of the preparation playing this team for a second time?
Well, they're playing better. There's no question about that. I think we're playing better too, even though the scores don't necessarily show that. But they're playing really, I think they're playing a lot better basketball. They've been through the gauntlet too. You know, they played Lawrence High. They just got done playing Aquinas last night. And I see a lot of improvement in them as well. They've also kind of developed a few kids that are getting a little bit more playing time. And we'll see what happens. It's always kind of a surprise. The question is going to be, you know, there's a lot of the tradition there with Sumner is that they come get you. They'll man trap you all over the place. The first time we saw them, they didn't do that. They decided to play a lot more zone, to not be as up in your face. But as I'm seeing their develop and their maturation, I have a feeling they're going to come get us in their own building. So we've got to be prepared to handle pressure. They've got some good athletes. They're always athletic. And they've got the little Wade kid who can shoot the basketball. So they present a lot of challenges.
There it is. Atchison boys basketball coach Pat Battle brought to you by Taco John's and Amberwell Health. The Phoenix off a win Tuesday night against Schlegel, back on the road in Metal-Arc Conference play Friday night at Sumner Academy. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.